Evet.好的，接下来是我们读经的时间。我们今天要读的经文是以赛亚书44章12到17节，Isaiah 44:12-17，还有约翰福音4章20到24节，John 4:20-24。好，手上有圣经的弟兄姐妹可以跟我们一起翻到以赛亚书44章，我们一起读12到17节。铁匠用工具在火炭上工作，用锤打出形状，用他有力的臂膀来锤。他因饥饿而无力，因未喝水而疲倦。木匠拉线，用笔画出样子，用刨子刨出成形状。又用圆规划了模样，他仿照人的体态做出美妙的人形，放在庙里。他砍伐香柏树，又取杉树和橡树，在树中又让它茁壮，或栽种松树，得雨水滋润长大。这树人可用以生火，他拿一些去取暖，又生火烤饼。而且做神像供跪拜，做雕刻的偶像向他跪叩拜。他将一半的木头烧在火中，用它烤肉来吃，吃饱了就自己取暖说：“啊，我暖和了，我看到火了。”然后又用剩下的一半做了一个神明，就是雕刻的偶像，向这偶像俯伏叩拜，向他祷告说：“求你拯救我。”因你是我的神明。我们接着来读约翰福音第4章20到24节。我们的祖宗在这山上敬拜上帝，你们倒说，应当敬拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣对他说：“妇人，你要信我，时候将到，你们敬拜父，既不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所敬拜的，你们不知道。”我们所敬拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，现在就是了。那真正敬拜父的，要用心灵和诚实敬拜他，因为父要这样的人敬拜他。上帝是灵，所以敬拜他的必须用心灵和诚实敬拜他。我们谢谢神的话语。我们今天正道的主题是 worship 敬拜。那我们把接下来的时间交给 Pastor Don。Yeah，Pastor。
I want to thank you for having me join you today.
我想感谢大家今天来邀请我。
When they asked me to speak with you, it was before all of this COVID-19 happened.
我受到邀请是在这个新冠病毒开始之前。
And I was wondering how today would work, but the team that you have there has been wonderful in pulling everything together.
我一直奇怪说，现在我怎么样来给大家正道呢？但是你们的团队是非常优秀的，他们把这个事情做成了。
I'm sorry that we can't all be together in person, and I'm probably not very good over a screen, but I'll do my best.
很抱歉，我不能跟大家面对面，而且呢，在网上我还是比较不熟练，我今天尽量来做好。
I wanted to start with that scripture because it's a good one with everything going on.
我们今天先来读这个经节，这个经节跟现在的时候是很恰当的。
It's a very interesting passage because it writes about how we work so hard for things that we make with our hands but turn around and worship.
这段经节呢，就是描述了我们人的真实的写照。我们人呢，用手很拼命、很努力的做出一些东西。但是呢，我们就要来敬拜我们自己来做的这些东西。
It talks about the blacksmith who works with his tools and shapes metal. It talks about the carpenter who works with wood and makes common things and also things to worship.
提到了一个铁匠，他打铁，然后来制造这些东西；又提到一个木匠，他自己用木头来做出一个偶像。
And for the little bit of time that we have together, I wanted to ask the question, what are you worshiping?
那今天我就想问大家一个问题， 那你敬拜的是什么呢？
I was reminded of years ago when my children were young and we bought a new minivan.
我想起来好多年以前，我孩子还小的时候，我们买了一辆新车。
It was the first new car that we had bought in a very long time, and it was a very special minivan.
那个是我们全家人买的第一辆新车。
We worked a lot to be able to buy it, and when we brought it home, we wanted to take very good care of it.
我们为了买这个新车呢，我们攒了很长时间的钱，然后买到以后呢，就特别高兴把那个车开回家。
And I don't know if you've ever had a new car, but it was very shiny and very clean, and I loved it.
不知道大家有没有过买新车的经验，你开的那个车它又亮又好，特别的讨人喜欢。
But like I said, we have four children, and it did not stay that way.
但是因为我们有四个孩子，这个新车呢，它就新不了多久。
I remember we had the van for just a few weeks and it was parked in the driveway.
我记得我们刚买来新车没几个星期，那个车呢停在家里的这个路上。
And our kids were riding their bikes up and down the driveway.
那时候我的小孩骑着自行车来来去去的。
And if you use your imagination, you can probably guess what happened.
如果你的想象力足够丰富的话，你应该能想象到下面发生了什么。
They were riding their bikes, and they went right past the van, and one of them, their bike hit the side of the van.
他们骑着车就从这个新车旁边过去了，然后呢，车把就滑了一下。
And they didn't just hit it straight on, they sort of slid down the side of the van.
它不是用一条直线滑过去的，而是曲了拐弯的滑过去的。
I remember how unhappy I was.
我记得当时我真的是气坏了。
I may not have reacted with the most Christ-like attitude.
我那个时候的反应一点都不像是基督里面的人。
That van that we had saved up and bought and worked so hard to keep clean had a big scratch right in the door.
我们这么辛辛苦苦攒钱买一辆新车，这么努力的去维护它，哎，竟然还被他们划成这个样子。
And after I was done being upset about it, God taught me a very important lesson.
当那次事件之后呢，我从神那儿学到一个很重要的功课。
He reminded me that that van that I cared so much about was just a big piece of metal.
他告诉我说，你这辆新车只不过是一大团金属罢了。
That someone had made it.
那是人手做出来的。
And we bought it.
我们买来。
And eventually it would rust and wear out.
它终将会朽坏。
And I remember that story to this day, even though many years have gone by, because in a way, I was worshiping that van.
很多年过去了，我还很清楚地记得这件事，因为我当时真的是在敬拜那辆车。
I don't know how you're doing with this COVID-19 and staying at home.
不知道大家怎么样来应付这个新冠病毒和在家工作这个事情呢？
I know that for many people, they are gaining weight and having a hard time with their bodies.
我知道很多人都吃多了，吃胖了。
So I tried to exercise a little bit more.
所以我就想方设法来锻炼一下。
So I started watching some exercise videos to try to get my body in shape.
然后我就想看一些锻炼的视频来帮助我来健身。
I'm stuck at home and I'm trying not to get fat.
我在家待着，但我不想变胖。
So I've been watching these videos and the instructors are very motivational.
这些视频呢，都非常的鼓舞人心。
And when they're not yelling at me, what I notice is that there are some things that they say to try to motivate me.
当他们，我不看视频的时候，我就想起来，其实他们说的话都是要来激励我。
They tell me how important I am.
他告诉我说，哎呀，你真的很重要。
They tell me how much I matter.
他告诉我说，哎呀，你的身体是很重要的。
One of them told me, to try to help, they told me that I could be the star in my own film.
有一个教练，他甚至说，你就是你自己影片的主角。
They said, you have no one to please but yourself.
他说，你不用去取悦任何人，你取悦你自己就好了。
And they're very nice things.
这些都是很好听的话。
But what they're saying is trying to make me worship myself.
但是他们其实在想试图让我来敬拜我自己。
Trying to make me think that I'm the most important person in the room.
想让我知道，想让我感觉我是世界上最重要的。
Now, don't misunderstand. We should take care of our bodies.
你们不要误解我，我们要照顾好自己的身体。
But my exercise instructor wants me to worship my body.
但是我的健身教练却试图想让我来敬拜我自己。
And what I've learned is that my body is not perfect.
但是我自己知道我的身体一点都不完美。
I am not perfect.
我自己都不完美。
I have an ego.
我有一个很大的自我。
I have pride.
我有很多的骄傲。
I do things that I know that I shouldn't.
我做那些我知道我不该做的事情。
I've learned that I'm not God.
我知道我不是神。
So whether it's a van or your body or something else totally different, how confident are you in the object of your worship?
你敬拜的对象有可能是你的一辆新车，有可能是你的身体或你自己，那这些东西都有可能是你敬拜的对象。
That passage that we read together shows how someone can take something ordinary and make many things out of it.
我们刚才读的经文告诉我们，一个人他可以把一个非常普通的东西却当作敬拜的对象来对待。
And that passage that we read in Isaiah, he is trying to show them that idol that they worship is no different than the utensil that they use to eat.
以赛亚经文他就想告诉世人说，你们敬拜的这个东西跟你们使用的厨具啊、工具啊是一样的。
He's trying to show them that the thing that they worship was made by a human hand.
他试图告诉大家说，你们敬拜的那个偶像是你们手自己做出来的。
He's trying to get them to ask the question, how special is that thing that you are worshiping?
以赛亚试图让大家去想，你敬拜的对象到底有多重要呢？
In a way, he's asking how reliable is that thing that you are building your life on?
他想告诉大家说，你敬拜的那个对象到底靠得住靠不住啊？
He's talking about worship.
他讲的就是敬拜。
And very often we think that worship is about the song that we sing or the instrument that we play in church.
你谈到敬拜，大家想到的都是唱的什么歌，弹的什么乐器。
Worship is about how we respond to that thing that we give value to.
其实敬拜的意思是说，你最喜爱的，你最看重的东西，你怎样去对待它。
Isaiah is trying to have his reader wrestle with the reliability of what they worship.
以赛亚就试图让读者能够清楚地看到说他敬拜的对象到底有多好。
Is it solid?
那是不是靠得住的一个东西？
Is it something that you made with your hands?
是不是你自己手做出来的？
Or is it something that's really from God?
还是真的从神来的？
Jesus had a powerful conversation about worship. In John chapter 4.
在约翰福音四章里面，耶稣他也有一个关于敬拜的很有力的一段话。
Many of you probably know the story, and if you don't, go back and read the whole thing, because I'm only going to look at part of it with you.
大家都知道这个故事，如果你没有听过的话，你自己翻到约翰福音四章去看一看。
There was a Samaritan woman who had given up on worshiping God.
有一个撒玛利亚妇人，她已经不敬拜上帝了。
She gave up because of the fighting around how to do it the right way.
她停止敬拜，因为关于敬拜有很多的不同的说法。
So she was living for herself, and her life was coming up empty.
所以她干脆就为自己而活，那她的生活就变得非常的空虚。
And if I could stop there, I would tell you that I've had a lot of conversations with many people in exactly the same position.
其实我也跟很多人谈过，发现他们跟撒玛利亚妇人的处境是一样的。
They tried God, but didn't like the arguing about how to worship God.
他们试图去了解神到底是怎么回事，但是他们不喜欢这些关于神的这些争论。
So they walk away from church, they walk away from God, and decide that they're just going to try to do it themselves and do the best that they can.
所以他们干脆就不来教会了，也不去了解神了，他们就想用我自己的办法来过吧。
They try to do life their way on their terms, but it comes up empty.
他们试图用自己的办法，用自己想要的方式来生活，但是往往结局是很空虚的。
And so Jesus finds this woman at a well in the middle of the day.
所以在一天的正午，耶稣在井边发现了撒玛利亚妇人。
And he asks her to get him a drink of water from the well.
耶稣求撒玛利亚妇人给他一些水喝。
But Jesus is from a different tradition than she is, and is surprised that he is asking her for a drink.
因为耶稣跟他的背景是不同的，撒玛利亚妇人很惊讶，说你怎么竟然向我要水喝呢？
And Jesus has a very interesting response. He says, if you knew who was asking you, you would ask me for a drink.
耶稣的反应就很奇怪，他说，如果你知道谁跟你要水喝，你会反过来向我要水喝的。
This woman has given up on worship, and yet Jesus extends an invitation to worship him.
这个妇人已经不敬拜神了，但是耶稣却转而让她来敬拜自己。
But she doesn't see it because she doesn't know who he is.
但是撒玛利亚妇人不明白，因为她不知道耶稣是谁。
And Jesus offers her what he calls living water.
但是耶稣他告诉他说，他就是活的水。
Water that if she drinks it, she won't need any more.
而且只要喝了这水，就不会再渴。
And from there, the woman changes the subject a little bit to the topic of worship.
那么这样一来，这个妇人就改换了话题，转而谈论敬拜。
And not worship like what song should we sing or should we use an organ or a piano.
他关心的不是说唱什么歌，用什么乐器。
Worship around where do I meet God?
他关心的是我到底去哪儿遇见神呢？
This woman's people had an argument with the Jewish people because the Jews believed that you could worship only in one place, their temple.
撒玛利亚人跟犹太人的观点不一样，犹太人认为你只能在圣殿敬拜神。
Yet this woman's people believed that you could worship in a different place, and they would argue about it.
但是撒玛利亚人认为应该去另外一个地方敬拜，所以他们就跟犹太人的观点相左。
And so Jesus comes and he announces that he is ushering in a time where the location of your worship will not be so important.
但是耶稣的到来告诉大家，他已经带来了一个敬拜的新时代，在这个时代里面，敬拜的地点已经不重要了。
He says that the most important thing will be whether you are really engaging with God completely.
耶稣说，敬拜的中心是你是否真的让神来完全参与你的生活。
He uses a phrase to describe real worship, and he says that it is in spirit and in truth.
耶稣对敬拜的定义是用心灵和诚实。
So I want to read just this passage for you. You've got it on the screen, but I want to read, and I'm skipping over the opening, but tried to summarize it for you.
我们来读一下这段经节。
And I want to read just this part on worship and think about it, especially as it relates to the passage in Isaiah.
我们来读这一段，你们要联想到我们刚才读的以赛亚书那一段。
Here's what it says. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. This is the woman speaking. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet, a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth.
这个妇人的问题是，我们的祖宗在这山上敬拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的， 时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So what is Jesus doing here?
那耶稣在这儿来想干什么呢？
Jesus is trying to bring together two things that had been fighting for a very long time.
耶稣他想要让大家一个非常两个争斗的双方让他们认识到一个同样的道理。
But he's not just trying to answer the question of worship style or worship location.
但是他想要回答的问题不是仅仅关于敬拜的地点和敬拜的方式。
He's answering the question of the object.
他把问题的重点放在我们敬拜的对象。
Jesus is announcing not just that a time is coming.
耶稣说不仅仅是一个新的时代到来了。
He says, it has now come.
耶稣说的是他已经来到了。
Jesus is announcing that he is the object of worship.
耶稣宣称他就是敬拜的对象。
That through him we are able to worship the Father.
因为只有通过他我们才能真正的敬拜父神。
That Jesus is ushering in a period where it is not about arguing whether you're in the temple or on a mountain.
耶稣带来了一个新的时代，这个时代的重点不是在哪个山上敬拜的问题。
He says that we can worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
他说我们要用心灵和诚实敬拜他。
What that means is genuinely engaging God's call on you and authentically responding to who he is.
这就意味着你要非常诚心的去寻求神在你生命中的旨意，并且真诚的来回应他。
It means letting go of what you've made with your hands and taking hold of the one who's made you.
就意味着你要放下你自己手所创造的东西，而是紧紧的抓住那个创造你的主。
Just like that passage in Isaiah where we see the emptiness of some things that we worship.
就像在以赛亚书我们刚读到的，我们敬拜的可以是一个非常空洞的一个偶像。
Jesus is saying that I am bringing in a new time where you can worship the Father in a whole new way.
耶稣告诉我们说，他的来到带来了一个敬拜的新时代。
He's inviting her and us to let go of trying to be in the right place. And instead, taking hold of the one who leads us.
耶稣邀请撒玛利亚妇人，他也邀请我们所有的人。我们不是去追求那个敬拜的准确的地点，而是要紧紧的跟随那个能带领我们的主。
Sometimes we get so focused on the thing in front of us that we miss the bigger thing behind it.
很多时候，我们眼睛只看到我们眼前的那一点点，却忘了看到整个的图片。
Sometimes if I'm looking so closely at the one small thing in front of me, I can miss the bigger thing behind it.
因为我眼睛只看到眼前那一点点，我看不到后面大的图景。
Sometimes that's our worship.
那就是我们的敬拜有的时候。
Sometimes our worship is getting so focused on the small thing in front of us that we miss the person of Jesus behind it.
很多时候我们敬拜的时候，专注的就是我们眼前的那一点点事情，而忘了我们敬拜的对象是主耶稣。
Sometimes we have so many things in our life that gets our attention that we miss the one who should get all of it.
很多时候我们的注意力集中在生命中很多细小琐碎的事情上，却忘了我们那个所有事情背后的那一位。
And to the person who has given up on God because of all of the small things.
因为有的人就是因为这些小事而忽略了背后的神。
Jesus comes and says, I'm here. And it will be different.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我在这里，你们要来看我，这是不一样的。
He invites us into real worship.
他邀请我们进入真正的一个敬拜。
Of not just trying to go through the right motions and do the right things.
不仅仅是为了要做正确的仪式来做正确的事情。
But instead taking hold of the only one who is truly right.
而是紧紧地抓住世上那仅有的一个唯一正确的。
The truth is that what you worship will set your life's direction.
事实是你敬拜的对象关乎你的前程。
In great ways or terrible ways.
要不然就是很好，要不然就是很糟。
There are people who worship their health right now, and it is a very difficult time for them.
现在很多人敬拜的对象是他们自己的健康，因为这个很难。
There are people who worship their stock portfolio, and it is a very difficult time for them.
还有人他敬拜的对象是他的投资的这些钱财，那在现在对他们来说也会很伤心。
There are those who worship happiness.
还有那些敬拜快乐的人。
Who worship their children.
还有那些敬拜孩子的人。
Who worship what people think of them.
还有那些敬拜啊，别人怎么样看自己。
There are all sorts of things that we can worship.
世界上有很多事情成为我们敬拜的偶像。
And what we worship will set the direction for our lives.
我们敬拜的对象就告就取决就决定了我们的前程。
Jesus came so that we could worship his Father.
主耶稣基督来到世上是为了让我们能够真正的敬拜他的父神。
And I want you to step back and look at your life and think about what are you worshiping.
我想请你退一步，好好想一想，你敬拜的对象到底是什么呢？
Do you get lost on the little things?
你是不是在一些小的事情上迷失了？
Do you get lost on the things that probably don't matter as much?
你是不是在一些并不值得你去花时间精力的事情上花了太多的时间精力？
I learned when my beautiful minivan got a scratch that I needed to put my eyes on the right thing.
我记得当我的那辆漂亮的新车被刮了以后，我才知道我要专注在正确的对象上，那就是主耶稣。
Jesus came so that we could refocus our eyes on what matters the most.
耶稣来到世上就是要让我们来重新聚焦，让我们的眼睛看在正确的敬拜的对象上。
So you can worship with many things in many places as long as the object is the Father.
你可以在任何的地点用任何的方式来敬拜，只要你敬拜的对象是天父。
And I'm not just talking about worship music in church. I'm talking about your life.
我讲的不仅仅是敬拜的音乐和乐器，我讲的是你的生命。
I want to encourage you to make Christ the object of your worship with your whole life.
我想鼓励大家，在你的生命中让主耶稣基督作为你生命的中心和重点。
Make him the center of your life.
让他作为你生命的中心，你敬拜的对象。
And give yourself fully to him in spirit and in truth.
在用心灵和诚实把你自己完全的交托给主。
Let me pray for you.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you so much that you love us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你爱我们。
God, we thank you that you are patient with us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你对我们有如此多的耐心。
God, thank you that you sent your son and chose a woman at a well.
主啊，我们感谢你，你让你的儿子来到世上，并且让他去见那位撒玛利亚的妇人。
God, that you would send your son to have this conversation with a woman that so many had forgotten about.
主啊，我们感谢你，让你的儿子来到世界上，跟一个被世人所不齿的人来谈论这个话题。
A woman that many didn't care about.
跟一个世人所不关心的人来谈论这个话题。
But Jesus, you went there just to talk to her.
但是主耶稣，你亲自来到世上，就是为了去寻找，去跟他探讨这个问题。
Jesus, if you went there to talk to her, you were also here to talk to us.
主啊，如果你那样去寻找，去跟他讲这个事情，你现在也要跟我们讲这个事情。
You come into this place, even online, and invite us to know you.
你来到世上，你邀请我们来认识你。
You come into this place when many are scared or tired or struggling at home.
你来到这个世上，我们在这个世上都饱受惊吓。
And you ask us to trust you.
你让我们信靠你。
You come into this time when we don't know what is around the next corner.
你来到了这儿，我们都不知道下一步会发生什么。
And you tell us to follow you.
你告诉我们只要跟着你就好。
God, I ask that you would help us to never see worship as just a song.
主啊，求你带领每一个人，让我们认识到敬拜不仅仅是唱一首歌而已。
Help us to never see worship as just the thing that happens at church.
让我们知道敬拜不仅仅是在教会里面的事情。
Help us to see worship as giving to you all of our attention.
让我们知道敬拜你是把我们所有的精力都集中在你的身上。
Making you that thing in our life that we value the most.
让你做我们生命中最珍视的那一位。
Help us to see things in our life that we maybe care too much about.
帮助我们看到生命中我们什么事情过于关心。
Help us to see those things that are made by human hands.
让我们看到我们生命中那些自己人手所造出来的偶像。
Things that we may worship, but they aren't worth our worship.
那些我们去敬拜，那些不值得我们敬拜的东西。
Help us to answer your invitation to worship you in spirit and in truth.
带领我们，帮助我们用心灵和诚实来回应，来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名求，amen.